Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Oz, mate. It's Matty Garwin and stopping over in Queensland right now because we've got singer-songwriter Bobby McGuire. He has got some brand new stuff with Exoskeleton. It's a bit of a fiery rock song brought about by the lockdown. We're going to find out right about it now. Bobby, thanks for spending some time here, mate.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
It's great. Great to be chatting to you, mate. How are you finding everything up there in QLD at the moment?
Well, it's a bit torrential at the moment. Last gig I did, I had to cover all my gear with garbage bags to stop it getting flooded, but
yes.
You know, we make it happen, don't we?
Gosh, the extremes going on up there at the moment, hey?
Yeah. It's quite good, but we're kind of used to it this time of year.
Sure. You do a few gigs up there and about?
Yes. Doing a few gigs up there as normality kind of slowly resumes here, mainly the resorts and such.
Awesome, mate. And you've got this brand new stuff that's come out throughout this kind of COVID time. That was a bit of the inspiration for it with Exoskeleton.
I actually came up with it when I was on the toilet one morning and I just got this... this line, because we've been in lockdown for a while and you go a bit stir crazy. And so sometimes inspiration strikes at the strangest moments, but I couldn't get it out of my head. So in about a day, I'd recorded and written the whole song and demoed it. And then the Q Music was doing a start grant throughout the COVID crisis where they give a bit of money to artists. You'd apply for it. They'd say, yep, that's great. And that helped me to produce Exoskeleton here in Cairns as well as the music video. So
Brilliant.
It was kind of a stroke of luck, and yeah, you got to be in it to win it, so jump on every opportunity you can, especially when you've got nothing else to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you normally find some good ideas come about on the toilet?
Various private places, whether it's the toilet in traffic. Well, we don't really have much traffic up here, but in the middle of the night, wake up and got to quickly write down a line or whatever.
Yeah.
So toilet inspiration can be good inspiration.
It was nice of you to lend the guys in the film clip your GTI Skyline 34. That was very
That's
kind of you.
That's not mine, man. I'm a musician. I can't afford a car like that, dude. No way. That's actually, I actually hired an actor up here who happens to be friends with my drummer. And he's used to do a bit of stunt driving and does a bit of acting and stuff up
here.
So, we were able to do that.
I remember
cool,
when the Fast and Furious 2 came out, that was one of the flagship cars for it. It was one of my favourites for a long time.
Oh, yeah. It was a pleasure to be thrown out of that car, don't worry.
Now, you haven't had much luck either in your film clips with this Rey Mysterio character. How did he come about?
That's my housemate. He's actually a wrestler.
Yes.
So he does a bit of wrestling, you know, with all the masks and such. We were just going stir-crazy in the house together, so I think I just needed to give him a bit of a project and exploit him a bit. So I got a bit of action out of him. He's always happy to get his gear off too, so two birds, one stone.
And you've actually come out right now to have this chat of band practice. How's everything going with that at the moment?
Really good, just having a break at the moment. We're working on some new songs. So after Exoskeleton, I've demoed and written about four or five new songs and looking to record them at the Studio Hutch here in Cairns this month and next month. Just working them out with the band at the moment and getting the sound right.
And is this a similar sound to what we've heard from yourself, Bobby?
Kind of taken away. My debut album did have a lot of rock songs and such, but also had a few poppy, lighter songs.
Yes.
I'm kind of going towards a more heavier three-piece element, kind of inspired by bands like, say, Violent Soho, Green Spoon, and Thirsty Merc. A bit of that. It's still super catchy, but it's got that heavy three-piece rock element that really, it really comes across great live, I find.
Awesome, mate. And what have you got coming up live that you're looking forward to?
Well, the band and I will be at AJ Hackett's Sky Park, so it's bungee jumping.
Do you do that while you play?
No.
A bit difficult?
Yeah, it would be a little bit difficult, but I'd say it'd still be easier than some gigs I've done at certain pubs. But so we've got the Sky Park up there, and we'll be playing. We actually have a live video of the band and I playing Exoskeleton at the same Sky Park there with people bungee jumping behind us.
Awesome.
So you can check that out on YouTube. So we'll be back there playing a gig. It's all going to be happening up there on February the 6th.
Brilliant, mate. Well, we are looking forward to that and looking forward to playing your brand new one, Exoskeleton. Bobby McGuire, great chats with you tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, we appreciate your new music coming out of COVID. Do you want to throw it to it for us?
Yep, all right. This one's Exoskeleton. Please check it out. And also, I've made it pay whatever you want on Bandcamp because I know that everyone's struggling right now. So a bit of love from up north in Queensland from Bobby McGuire.